Yeah, algebra, yeah. So if we are good at a particular field, say writing or performing, but there it's all about achievement, ego and money. So how do we bring Krishna into something which is not being directly done as a temple service, but is more of a career for us? Broadly speaking, if we consider Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of his longings, he said that I long for the time when high court judges would be Vaishnavas, would be devotees. They would be wearing tilak and they would be doing their administrative duty. Now if you consider, how is this going to happen? If it is going to happen, one way could be that devotees become so influential that devotees form a government, devotees rule a country, and then they appoint judges, devotees as judges. That may happen, but that doesn't seem to be a possibility in the near future. Now we have difficulty enough managing our own movement. What to speak of managing the world or managing a country, is it? It's quite difficult. The other could be that devotees become so competent in their particular fields that even secular governments, they recognize the competence of a devotee, and the devotional faith of a devotee is a personal matter. They're not going to be concerned about that, positively or negatively. But they see the material competence of the devotee and they appoint that devotee to become a high court judge. Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself followed that chart. He was at a time when the British government was ruling India, and the Britishers had a very strong bias against Indians. Thought Indians are low class, unintelligent people. Like Rudyard Kipling had a famous poem where he said that it is the white man's burden to civilize the African, the brown and the black people. So they considered him uncivilized. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by the sheer competence of his work, was able to excel, and he rose to a very high position in the judicial hierarchy over there. So if, I feel there are three broad possibilities, that somebody, for most people, their job and their career is primarily functional. I just need something to earn a livelihood, have a position, and carry on my material life. So like many students in India study engineering, but very few are really interested in engineering. That's just a way to a career for them. So then in that situation, somebody may not go very deep into it. You do what is required and grow in a career in a reasonable way, whatever is required. But for some people, they have a passion for their field. Even when I was studying engineering, I could say that in every class, there were about a class of 50, there are 5 students who were into studies, and not just into studies so that they would get marks. They really loved the subject. Now for such people to be told that this is just material, if they become devotees, yes, this is material, give it up and practice bhakti, that is violence to them. Now, that is where their whole consciousness is invested. And so such people, their consciousness will naturally be there and they can absorb themselves in it and they can excel in it. Arjun was like that with archery. Day and night, he would just be thinking of how to excel in his archery skills. And then he was able to use it for Krishna's service. But when he was practicing his archery, he probably didn't have an idea that in future there is going to be a dharma yuddha, a war for the sake of dharma, in which I will be able to use my archery skills. He was just good at that. It was a part of his kshatriya dharma, his role as kshatriya, and he excelled in it. So, in principle, for us, if we have been gifted in some area, then to pursue that wholeheartedly is not contrary to the principles of bhakti. If we can see that these talents or these interests are gifts given by Krishna to me. So if this is a gift given by Krishna to me, and with this gift, I am meant to make a contribution. With some services, we can make a direct contribution. Say if somebody knows how to sing, how to speak, they may be able to directly use in Krishna's service. Some things may not be so directly usable in Krishna's service. But there can come a time in future where that may be usable. Or indirectly also, if a person is a devotee and they do well in their field, in their professional field, and people want to know, what makes you tick? And then they come to know about a devotee's faith. The devotee presents it appropriately. This is what keeps me calm. This is what keeps me focused. This is what gives me a purpose to my life. And then they can be attracted to Krishna through that. So We can, the intention can be spiritual if we understand that this interest is a gift. There are three levels. To have ability is a gift. To know that we have an ability is a greater gift. Because many people may have some abilities, but they not even know it. But to know that our ability is a gift is the greatest gift. To know that my ability is not just mine. It is a gift given by Krishna to me. So if we have that attitude, then this is something which Krishna has given me. Let me use it in Krishna's service. So it requires practice, it requires commitment. And we do it, there is a certain amount of ego which might come in. But there is exclusive devotion and there is inclusive devotion. Exclusive devotion means we come to a temple, we come to satsang, we do our puja, we do our sadhana. That is directly connecting with Krishna. Inclusive devotion means our job, our career, we do all those also in a devotional mood. So if we give adequate time for exclusive devotion, then we develop a personal sense of connection with Krishna. We have an attitude of service. And then that service attitude can be carried into out the rest of our life. And we can, if we do not have time for this exclusive devotion, if we are only doing what we like to do, and that's all that we do, then what will happen is the sense that I am the doer will become dominant. And we'll forget Krishna. We may start. If I like to sing and that is all that I do, I don't associate with devotees, I don't directly connect with Krishna, then slowly I'll forget that this is coming from Krishna and this is meant for Krishna. But if we give due time for exclusive devotion, then we can practice inclusive devotion. And that is where most of our life energy, lifetime will be. Does that answer your question? Thank you.